Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, also known as the AlfredaLoveShow.com. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends for tuning in tonight on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, because we have a double duo. We're going to have a double show tonight, and I'm going to introduce our guests momentarily. But first, let us read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and then we're going to pray, and then we're going to introduce our first guest. Psalm 136, 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalms 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us our health and strength, and we thank you for the good reports, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, just for helping us, Lord, to know that you are God and besides you there is none other, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who are in the hospitals, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, because we know that you're a healer. Bless those who are coming out of the hospital and those who are thinking about going into the hospital, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we praise your name, Heavenly Father, for blessing us and taking care of us, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, would this ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight, and we ask you, would you bless each guest who comes on this particular ministry, and not only just this ministry, but other ministries as well. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And I am so excited. I would like to introduce to you our first guest. Mr. Jerusalem was born and raised in South Carolina. He is known for his street flavor, and he has hooks. He has been dedicated to his craft for over 10 years. He's written and produced many, many compositions along the way. He signed on as the first gospel lyrical poet under Divine Records Management in Florence, South Carolina. He has his first single entitled Different Way, and that's a very catchy title because we have to go God's way, a different way. That was released in January 2015. It won an award for that. By age 18, he had the chance to be mentored by one of the greatest producers and songwriters, Mr. Leon Silvers III, and he has a new single that came out October 22nd entitled A Closer Walk with Ms. Kendra Smith, and she is our next guest. So without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others Mr. Jerusalem. Mr. Jerusalem, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am. Peace and prosperity, everybody.
Thank you so much. Mr. Jerusalem, do you mind if I ask a couple of questions about your music career?
Sure.
All right. Please tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Jerusalem. I'm a gospel hip-hop artist, first artist signed to Divine Records Management. I love people. I love God, and I love doing music and doing it the way that God says do it. Love the youth.
Great.
I love the youth. I think my ministry is geared towards the youth, so that's really what I concentrate on.
All right. Great, great, great. Now, you have a single, Closer Walk. What inspired you to write the song, and what message does this song convey?
Well, Closer Walk came at a time when I was dealing with a lot of personal issues, and the issues were seeming like they were pushing me away to God instead of pushing me closer. So the song came, Lord, I need a closer walk no matter what's going on. I need to be closer. And I think the message that the song conveys is no matter what you're going through in life, as long as you stay close to God, it is not as bad as it seems. As a matter of fact, it's normally a blessing in disguise.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Amen. Okay. Now, please tell listeners about your opportunity to sign on as the first gospel lyrical poet under Divine Management.
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity, actually, because, as you said, I'm from South Carolina, and that's kind of quartet-centric. So to find managers who believe in the vision that God had gave and to push me towards that vision, to not settle, just to be accepted, I think it's been the greatest move that I've ever made in my music career, and I'm glad I did it, and if I had it to do all over again, I would do the exact same thing. I think Divine Records Management is one of the greatest labels, especially for independent artists that want to stay true to their craft. That's one thing I would implore our independent artists coming up to do. Find somebody who believes not only in your craft, in your vision, but they believe that the vision came directly from God, and it works out the best for everybody.
Amen. So let me ask you this question. So with your lyrical poetry, you utilize lyrics or poetry using Bible verses, or how do you construct your lyrical poetry into gospel music?
Well, I'm a very, if we would have favorite characters in the Bible, I would like kind of pattern my music after Moses. Telling Pharaoh to let God's people go. So I kind of mix in a lot of scripture. I also mix in things that's going on in our world, society, because I think the church should be the forefront. So every time I write, first of all, I make sure that this is what God's message is saying to his people. I think a lot of people write gospel songs and feel just because they're gospel songs that that's God's message. But I kind of look at it, I want to do God's message, spread the word the right way, and teach our youth that we have to stand in a time, especially like right now, the church really has to be in the forefront. There's so much going on, and everybody's like, oh, I don't know what to do. Well, the Bible says that we're the salt of the earth, and we don't want to lose our flavor. So that I kind of try to stay in that vein, the whole, hey, Pharaoh, let God's people go.
Great. That's right. Okay. Tell us a little bit about your fairly new release in January of this year.
Wow, that was amazing. Actually, the first release that I've done under Divine, it was called Different Way. When God gave me the song, I was kind of scared because I'm like, hey, I mean, God, you're already telling me to tell people that I'm different. So that was kind of scary, but it did very well for my career. Got me the opportunity to get a chance to work with the wonderful and great, your second guest, Stellar Award-winning artist, Kendra Smith. So Different Way will always probably be one of my favorites because of the launching pad that it helped with the career.
Amen. Okay. Now, what do you believe is God's vision for your music?
That's a very good question. I believe that God's vision for the music is the same vision that God has for anybody that's doing anything for God. Spread the gospel, live a life of integrity, and live a life of character. I think we try to make it so deep, but God is not really that deep. God is really plain and simple. So what I try to do is just make it God's way. I think that's the best way to do it.
That's right. Now, as a producer and songwriter, what makes you and your music unique?
I allow myself to be exactly who God tells me to be. I tell people it makes sense for you, no sense for everybody on this earth to have a different set of fingerprints, but we all try to fit in the same vein of ministry. So what we need to do is find out who God made us. Everybody has a story. You don't have to tell the same story that everybody else has to tell. Tell your story. And I think that's what makes us unique and different as artists, especially me. I'm just going to tell my story the way God gives it.
That's good. Now, Divine Management Records has done a lot with many artists. Please tell the listeners a little bit about Divine Management Records.
Well, as an artist on Divine, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on the label, but like I said earlier in the statement, if you're looking for a label to grow with you and allow you to grow at the same time, Divine Records Management is the perfect place. It's not called Divine for no reason. I believe that my manager got a vision from God. And I think when he first approached me, he was like, man, I'm not just signing artists. I'm trying to sign people that have a sound from heaven.
That's right.
And so that's why I love Divine, because they will allow, Mr. Smith kind of allows God's vision to lead. And he's not just signing talent, he's signing people that fit in with the vision that God gave him. So that's also a wonderful thing. Try to find people who are as interested in God as they are in your music, and that's the greatest thing about Divine Records.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay. Now, as a producer, what are some things, and you don't have to limit it to three things, what are some things that makes a song great and why?
I know one great thing that makes a song great is the ability to move people's soul. I like songs to do songs that make people move physically. But what makes a great song is the fact that it touches your soul, and you will never, ever forget that. To limit it to three things, like you said, that's kind of hard. Being original
right. Is
actually a great thing. You must be original. That makes a really great song. If you're original, nobody's heard that type of sound before. That makes a great song. And number three, I would say, making the song you. I stand around and I watch you. I write about what I see. I write about what I hear. I write about what I learn. So what makes a song and a producer great is allowing themselves to not be egotistical, but allowing themselves to be free. And when I say free, I mean free from the cares of the world and what's going on, and we just want to concentrate on the vision that God has. That makes great music.
Excellent, excellent. Okay. Now, when we speak about great music and we speak about producers and things of that nature, what would you say would be the greatest, I guess, what is the greatest attribute of a producer?
The ability to listen. I mean, a lot of producers, I mean, it's cool because, you know, they have the experience, but what makes a great producer is to listen to the artist and try to feel the artist. Not trying to make the artist become what they want, but kind of shaping and molding the artist in that when the artist is finished, even though you produce the track, you still can hear that artist in the song.
Good, good, good. Okay. Now, is there anything else, because we have a lot of time, is there anything else that you would like to say about any type of tours or projects you have coming up or anything of that nature?
We are gearing for the release of the album, which will be called Garden of Life. That's what I would like to mention. So you can go check out some snippets, song that was leaked, I want to say 3 or 4 days ago. You can go find that on welcometojerusalem.com. We're working on some shows for next year. I know we'll be going to Alabama. Mr. Smith, once again, the greatest manager in the world, Mr. Kenneth Smith, is also working on an overseas tour. But if I could say anything, it would be, please, as artists, especially gospel artists, let's concentrate on bringing God's word alive, not just singing a song. Let's give these people, I tell church people, it's sad to go to church and leave there with good exercise, but not leave there and not be changed. And that's what I try not to do in my music. I don't want you exercising the music. I want you to leave here changed. So that's my, I guess you could say, my New Year's scream out. Shout out to all the independent artists that's doing this for God. Please try to make sure that we concentrate on building the kingdom, not building ourselves.
That's right. That's right. That's good. Very good advice. Now, I know that we're going to interview Kendra in about 40 minutes. Can you tell us how
that's
it was?
My baby.
Yes, and you should listen. You should listen in. Can you tell us, first of all, how you two connected? That's the first question. Then, after your connection, how you brought this song, how was you able to write this song together and then produce just an awesome, awesome project for God?
Well, I met Kendra when I met my manager, Mr. Smith. He let me hear her single. It was the first time I've ever heard her music. It was Deep Down. I was like, man, I got it. I got to get something with her. So we put the song together. And to be honest, Kendra came in the studio and just did Kendra. That's the one thing I love. I love her humility. So the song kind of worked itself out because we had two artists who weren't trying to be better than one. We were just trying to make sure we get a good message out. And thank God that it ended up being a great song as well.
That's good. That's good. Okay. Well, is there anything else you want to share?
I would like to thank you for this interview.
Sure.
You asked real tough questions. So I really enjoyed it. I'm going to stick around and hear Kendra. Like I said, I love to hear her. She's a young woman with a great perspective on life. So I love it. I love to learn from her. She's a great teacher. And a lot of times she doesn't even realize she teaches. That's the wonderful thing about her. So, of course, I'm going to stick around and hear baby sister.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I thank you so much for interviewing with me. I ask God, will he continue to bless your ministry? Will he continue to bless each and everything that you do?
Yes, ma'am. I thank you. Keep me in your prayer. All I'm trying to do is be a servant. That's it.
I will.
Going to be a servant.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to actually go into our second part. Actually, we finished the interview early. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to Ms. Kendra Smith's song, Deep Down, and then we're going to play a few more gospel songs. And then afterwards, we're going to wait for Ms. Kendra to come on the line a little bit before 8 o'clock. Thank you so much for listening to the Afrida Love Show. This particular song is by Ms. Kendra and is entitled Deep Down.
Hello.
Amen. That was deep down in my heart by Sister Kendra Smith. And how many of you can say that you have the Lord deep down within your heart? Amen. And as I was looking, I'm going to play some of Miss Kendra Smith's songs because she will be on at 8 o'clock. And so, as we always say, our good works always come before us. And so I really want you to get familiar with her music. I first began to listen to Sister Kendra Smith when I was first started radio. I started radio, and I started looking because I really like to deal with the youth, and if they have a good message and just something positive that comes out of their messages. And so she was one of the ones whom I really, really stellars. And, I mean, she's just, God is just going to bless her phenomenally. So I really want us to go ahead and listen to some of her music until she comes on. So we're going to hear I've Got to Have Faith, and there are many more songs from Miss Kendra Smith. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com.
I'm believe, 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 I'm believe,
Amen. That was Sister Kendra Smith again, and she was saying, I got the faith. And how many of us keep the faith? She says, I've got the faith to believe there is a brighter day and the Lord will make a way. And when you begin to understand that as a youth, as a young person, you will begin to go farther and farther in life. And her next song is I Will Praise You Forever. I will praise you forever.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. And I will shall be thereof and be glad. Kendra, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah.
Forever and ever.
Amen. That was I'll Praise You Forever by Miss Kendra Smith, and she had some other individuals, Pastor Osco Garden and Miss Miranda Curtis Willis. Amen. I will praise you forever. And I just received this song by Mr. Jerusalem, and I believe Miss Kendra Smith. It's called A Closer Walk, the song that we were speaking of during the interview. So we're going to play this so that you can hear Mr. Jerusalem and Miss Kendra Smith. That was Closer Walk with Mr. Jerusalem. You have to make sure that you go out and buy that particular CD. And I want to say something pertaining to that song before we get to our other song by Miss Kendra Smith, and she should be on shortly. But that particular song has a very different anointing on it. It's a very unique way because, as Mr. Jerusalem said earlier, that song really reaches out to our youth. And there's nothing wrong with asking our Lord and Savior to walk with us and to hold our hand, because if the Lord is walking with us, we will be led in the right path. So I really like the fact that Mr. Jerusalem and Ms. Kendra Smith reaches out to our youth, and they're very great images for our youth. So if you're looking for great music for our youth, then I would recommend Mr. Jerusalem and Ms. Kendra Smith, not because they're coming on the ministry, but because it is true. The Word of God is true. Their music is true, and it really reaches out to our youth who we're really trying to invest in this particular day and time. We're going to listen to another song by Miss Kendra Smith, and it's almost time for her to come on the ministry. And this other song is called Anything's Possible. That is very encouraging. Anything is possible when you trust and believe in God. This particular song is by Miss Kendra Smith. Give me just a second as I set it up. Here, just a second. Let's see here. Take a praise break. Amen. Here we go. Amen. Hold on a few more minutes because we're going to welcome Ms. Kendra Smith to the AfridaLoveShow.com. And speaking of the AfridaLoveShow.com, make sure that you go and visit that particular website. But I wanted to say something about this song, Anything's Possible. In the song it says, cast my cares upon the Lord, and everything that I've lost, I will win it back. Amen. And so I want all of the young people to really listen and to follow and to just take in everything that little sister Kendra Smith is saying, as well as Mr. Jerusalem. And I want you to know that anything's possible. Little sister Kendra Smith has a story that has really touched me. I was reading her bio and everything like that. And in schools, we have a lot of people who are students sometimes who are mean to other students. And you never know who you're speaking to. You never know what that person is going to become. And so I was thinking, I said, you know, all of those doubters, all of those people in school who are really mean to other people, you just never really know who you're speaking with. And when you see them on TV or you see them excelling and doing well, then it makes you wonder. And so we have to make sure that we treat our neighbor like we want to be treated. We have to make sure that we always, always uplift individuals, because you can take mess and turn it into a message. You can take the storms of life that you've been through and turn it into a beautiful message where everyone of all ages will really appreciate everything that you do and say. And so we're going to listen to another song. This is a Miss Kendra Smith marathon. We're going to listen to another song, and it's entitled Everything. So hang on. We have a few more minutes because our interview was at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you so much for being patient and listening to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love.
You're everything.
was Everything by Miss Kendra Smith, and I'm going to actually see if she's on the line. Miss Smith, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Kendra,
oh, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for asking. Let me introduce you, and then we'll get started with the interview, okay?
All right.
All right. Miss Kendra Smith, she's an academically excelled senior at South Florence High School. She's achieved above all odds by being elected the 2014-2015 Miss JAG. She's received so many accolades. She's received so many awards. She had 5 nominations for the 2015 Rhythm of Gospel Awards, and she was afforded the opportunity of a lifelong dream of advancing to the final ballot for the 2015 Stella Awards for category number 25 for Youth Project of the Year. And so I would like to introduce to some and present to others Ms. Kendra Smith. Ms. Smith, I'm so happy to speak with you today.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions about your music career. Is that okay? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you said, my name is Kendra Smith. I am a graduate of South Florence High School. I actually graduated this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm a winner of 2015. I'm a Stella Award winner, Youth Project of the Year. I've been singing for as long as I can remember. I'm currently working on my new single now, entitled For You, which will be pre-released January the 19th. The song is entitled For You, as I said. I've been singing a long time. I love God. I love singing. And I love just sharing my gifts with people.
Amen. Now, what inspired you to begin singing?
Well, I grew up in a music family. Everybody in my family either played an instrument or they sang, and it was kind of just a natural thing, so I just inherited the genes of singing.
That's good. That's a good inheritance. Okay. So how do you balance school life with being a gospel artist?
Well, when I was in high school, it was a little tough, but when you love something and you do something that you love, it's not, you know, that hard to balance. It's like when you love... You know, I love singing, so it's not my job to me. It's something I love doing, and balancing that with school was hard at first, but I kind of got the hang of it.
Great. Now, tell us a little bit about your new album entitled Something New.
Something New was the album that I released this year. The title kind of speaks for itself. The music had just described, you know, something new. It was a new sound for me. And at the time, I was 16 and 17 when I recorded this album. So I didn't record an album in like 2 years. So nobody had heard me in like 2 years. And, you know, I just wanted to name this album Something New because I was a little older and I wanted people, you know, to hear, you know, the new Kendra that they haven't heard in about 2 years. So the title just spoke for itself. It was some new music and just new sound. It was something new.
Oh, good. Okay. Great. Now, we've listened to many of your songs while we had our break. And so tell me which song that you've written or that you've had been a part of has really spoken to your heart.
I think my favorite and the song that really speaks to not just only myself but to a lot of people will be I Praise You Forever featuring Pastor Gardeen and Miss Miranda Curtis Willis. It's a worship song, and if you listen to the words and you listen to what we're singing and what Pastor Gardeen is, you know, speaking in that song, it really speaks to people in a personal level. It's a worship song, and it's just a love song also to God, letting God know that, you know, even when I'm going through this tribulation and I'm going through things, you know, I still praise you forever because, you know, his love is forever and his peace is forever. And he never promised us peace on earth, but with him and through him, we have peace.
Amen. Okay. Now, you've received numerous awards for your God-given talent. What has been your most rewarding experience as a gospel singer?
I think 2015 was probably one of the best years for me as a gospel artist. And as just an individual overall, of course, receiving the Stella Award, just being nominated in itself was huge to me. I was 17 years old, nominated for a Stella Award. Like, how many people, you know, can say that. So being nominated and actually receiving the award was just, it was amazing. It was a blessing. I did not expect for 2015 to be, you know, just the year where so many great things happened in my career. So, yeah, very, very, very exciting.
That's great, and congratulations. Yeah, I was there when you received it. I was like, yay, go Kendra, go Kendra. Yeah. Okay, so let's turn to a school perspective. When you was in school, when we look at various issues in school, how has your music inspired your peers?
I'm a very shy person. A lot of people don't know that about me. And a lot of people that knew I was, you know, a gospel artist, they either knew me or they either heard of me. So a lot of people that listened to my music and they came up to me and was like, you know, I heard your song. You are so amazing. It blessed me, and I can't stop singing it. And that made me feel good. And to know that, you know, people that I knew and my peers that actually listened to my music and, you know, they felt inspired by what I was singing, and that made, you know, people look up to me, someone that, around their age, to see them doing good and to see them, you know, doing something positive is really uplifting.
Excellent, excellent. Now, with so much going on within the schools when you were in school, how did music become your resolve for peace of mind and overcoming peer pressure and the other things that occurred within schools?
Personally, music was like a getaway. I know people, a lot of people say that, you know, music is like a getaway, but for me, if I didn't have music and I didn't have my ministry, I think I would have struggled with a lot, like personally and a lot, just in school. But music was always just that getaway. It never became too much for me because I found that balance. And, you know, music helped me to find who I am, and it helped me to grow. And, you know, me and my music, we have grown through the years, the sound and the lyrics. So it was a personal getaway for me. And with my future, my music is my future. You know, I'm going to keep doing music until I can't do music no more. So music is kind of, you know, it's my getaway, and it's my therapy, and it helps me get through a lot.
Excellent, excellent. Now, how has music changed your perspective of life and your future?
With my future, music and my ministry helped me to really grow. And when I look in my future, I definitely, you know, see music and I see ministry and I see myself reaching many people and reaching, especially the youth. Like I heard you say earlier before I got on the call that Jerusalem, we really, you know, try to reach out to the youth. So that's my main thing, you know, in the future, just reaching out through my music to the youth and, you know, showing them different, like Jerusalem music is so different, but it gets the message across. And, you know, that's what we aim for, to send a message across through our music.
Right, right. That's excellent. Okay. Now, would you like to share anything else that hasn't been shared?
Many times when I do interviews, I just want to give a little encouragement, especially to the youth, you know. Don't ever give up on your dreams. I know a lot of people will tell the youth that, but it's true. Whatever you want to do and whatever, you know, you put your mind to, one of my songs is entitled Anything Possible. So when you guys get a chance, check that out. But it really speaks, you know, anything is possible through God, through his love and through his compassion that he gives us. Anything is possible. You know, God is our everything, and he promises us, you know, peace. And just put your mind to anything that you want to do. So, yeah, that just is my little encouragement to the youth out there. And anyone, just for anyone.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Now, how can individuals contact you or connect with your music as far as, you know, buying your CDs?
Yes, definitely add me on Facebook and like my music page. It's Kendra Smith Music Page. My Twitter is KINDRUHS, KINDRUHS. My website, Kendra Smith Music Page, KendraSmithMusic.org. So stop by, leave your comments, check out my blog. And for bookings, 888-439-9492, extension 3, 888-439-9492, extension 3.
Now, Ms. Kendra, while I have you on the phone, would you be interested in doing some type of forum about bully prevention?
Okay. I definitely, you know, been a victim of bullying myself, and anyone who was a victim and is a victim of bullying, you know, is, know it's not cool. And to those bullies out there, they know they're doing something wrong, but I just want to say to anyone that's getting bullied, you know, tell somebody. Don't let it be a secret, because when it becomes a secret, it becomes something deeper to you, and a lot of teens and a lot of children are suffering now with suicidal thoughts and suffering with so many things. So with bullying, don't let bullying be a secret. You know, tell somebody and reach out to somebody, even if somebody your age or an adult, just let somebody know, you know, that bullying is not cool and that you're getting bullied, because we don't need any more kids and any more teenagers committing suicide or being on the news or crazy things, and a lot of that is coming from bullying. So to those bullies out there, you know, stop what you're doing. You're really killing, you're hurting somebody, and it's not cool. So
that's right, that's right. Well, Ms. Kendra, I really thank you for your time, and may God continue to bless you in all of your endeavors.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, ma'am. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we had two different interviews. We had Ms. Kendra Smith and we had Mr. Jerusalem. Now, I have a few announcements to make, but before I do, make sure that you connect with these two individuals on Facebook, and they provided all of their information and their website. What I want you to do is be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message to uplift the people, please be sure to Facebook Alfreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Alfreda Love Show. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. That means that we're all on one accord. Do not forget to pray for yourselves. Pray for those who are just who you know and those you do not know, because every person on earth needs prayer. Every person needs prayer. In addition to that, make sure that you remain encouraged. Make sure that you mark your calendar for December the 18th. On December the 18th, we're going to have Stellar-nominated Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, who is going to come and be one of my featured judges for the talent show. We're going to have different individuals from around the city of Waco as well as Texas come to the talent show. And so please, please, please be sure to mark your calendars for December the 18th and come to the Bellmead Civic Center, where we're going to have a great time looking and reviewing talent. In addition to that, make sure that you check out my two web pages. It's alfreda.hubpages.com. That is the particular site in which I have different articles on celebrities and different news that you can use. So alfreda.hubpages.com. And also check out the alfredaloveshow.com. That is the hub for everything. Click on those links. You'll see gospel artists. Please support all of those gospel artists. And I'm adding more gospel artists. You'll see the homepage, and you'll see, like, a lot of information. So please be sure to do that. And please be sure to come back on tomorrow, as we will have Miss Julian Bullock. She will be my guest on tomorrow, as well as we're going to have prayer on tomorrow. So on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. So be sure to come back on tomorrow, and I will have the time on my Facebook page. If someone asks you what that big beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody. And I believe my music is not playing, my concluding music, but be sure to come back on tomorrow, because we're going to have a great time in the Lord. You might hear a pause or a dial tone because my music is not playing right now. Thank you so much, and have a blessed night.